I became, I'm the best my generation ever seen. I came suddenly, I be like never been. Never since, never miss. I've been smashing, I've been killing.
As you know, say for Oga Madam Show now where we dey. Legas I tell on I say something where Igbo people they call Nukumau they enter inside the building today. I tell on I say big personality, obonge personality they enter inside the building on top spotlight. And I be also tell you say make you ready your pen. Ready your paper. If you don't listen to me closely, you're gonna say, I don't know, not that level right now. And of course, you go help me to feel welcome. Ogbonge, Ogbonge, Nigerian businessman, a philanthropist, and of course, Naimbi, chairman, president, and of course, founder of Kostarix Group. And you know, say, indigenous conglomerates be that they into auto care, auto components, they also they into agri and agro ally. And of course, Lagos, everybody supposed don't stand now to make welcome Mr. Cosmos Maduka on top spotlight this afternoon.
It's a pleasure meeting you, Shishi.
Same here, sir. Thank you. Say you give us this time because it's no day easy at all.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, sir. All right, Lagos, I tell you to make you ready your pen and your paper because you get to hear from the Ogbonge personality himself on top the building. And you hear well, Mr. Cosmos Maduka, and of course, the boss and the founder of Kostarix Group, they here with me on the spotlight. First things first, you go like to meet them. But I don't read more about your story, sir. I don't they read a lot. And they bust my head to hear. At a very tender age where you be say you start business and look at how far where you don't go inside this matter right now. The people go like, no, as you start this business, how you take start them and the challenges where be say you don't face over the years.
Okay. Shishi, I would like to tell this story the way it is.
Exactly.
And I hope my audience will give me their undivided attention. Life gave me no opportunity to be successful by every means. But the truth about life be say, nobody thing will happen to you matter. Not the thing will happen inside of you. You know, my story is way out of this world that actually you can make a movie out of it and it will sell anywhere in the world. It's very compelling. I would like to tell it in original form. I was born to one late Peter Maduka and Mrs. Luzrin Maduka in Plateau State, Jos, in 1958, December 24.
Okay.
The best I knew of my father was a very particular day because we came back because of the Civil War. I was still at a very tender age. I noticed there was something happening. Put your mind back to a 4-year-old boy. It was like a big festival. Many young people today say that time we go come say with the sick, now we go fit eat rice.
Yeah.
You know, rice no be everybody food. Mm. Now Christmas then they take eat rice that time. So if you want eat rice, you go pretend they say you then they sick.
I hear.
Then they go give you rice to eat. But this particular day, everybody come they do good for me. So I ate rice so up to 8 times that day. I can't say make this in no end though. Make life they be like this for the rest of my life. But I noticed a lot of people come our place and we're shooting gun and masquerade. We are dancing. It was like a festival, like Ofala. Now I can see my mother come there one corner, they cry.
Hmm.
So I wonder why everybody they happy now. My mom
they
enjoy jolly with everybody. It was later in life. I can't know say now my that day and the day where they do funeral for my father.
Oh.
My father was lying lifelessly, putting up a black suit with a bow tie. And I didn't know what that was all about, okay, because I was 4 years old. But my mother, and a very religious woman, you know, so they pray well. Now she can't look me into my eyes, tell me, say, I go places in life, make I no fear. say as I believe myself, make I believe in God also.
Wow.
That these two things can take me anywhere in life. You can imagine, at that tender age, my mother was my angel. I really believed her. And I began to live with optimism. What Igbo people say, make you believe, say tomorrow go better pass today.
Okay.
So I can't believe my mother and begin to take life serious, because when your dad don't die at that age, nobody go take care of you now. And how my mom and my dad had 4 children in quick succession, only them know, but me now second for in the family.
Okay.
I have a senior brother.
Mm-hmm.
As I move on with that, I grew up believing that no door closed before me. Say they know the short door in my front. Say any door where I go reach, you go open.
Oh.
Now so my mama tell me. So he can't tell me, say people go like me, that the way I they behave, that I'm a likable fellow, and that anybody that sees me want to do a favor for me. It's good I make this point, because make mama them know how to talk to their children. Many time different mother won't curse their children, say konida for you, no go better for you. It's not good make mother do talk to their children like that. Even God, when he created his children, he blessed them. So make we de bless our children, give them encouragement, because the word where we de speak, it get power, especially where mama them they talk.
All right.
The angel they carry their word. So those things my mother told me resonate with me and stayed with me, became internalized in me. My mother will get us up early in the morning to pray at the tender age of 5. By the time I was 6, I became a breadwinner already. When you don't see these small children where the carry things they pass on the road, when they say that their parents they abuse them.
Yeah.
I used to be one of those boys.
Wow.
Because they sell akara for my mother.
You be they sell akara?
They sell akara. Early in the morning, my mother go get us up, make we pray Catholic rosary, because that time all of us na Catholic where we dey go. My mother na very religious woman. She need the miss morning mass.
Hmm.
She will make us say those Catholic rosary, and may God help you if you try to sleep. If she palm her 5 finger at your boom, if that one no do you, na cup of water go enter your head.
Wow.
Then all the sleep go run away from your eye. So I almost hate God with that.
Hmm.
But being a child, my mind can't develop. Even before I reach 7 years, I don't the enter bush to pray, make God come see me. Because when we are small children, they can't tell us, say, Virgin Mary appear in Fatima and visited 3 children.
Mm.
So I went to the bush and I was praying and tell Mary to come for Newi, my hometown. If he can go to Fatima, he can also come
to us. Yes.
I didn't see her, but that create the hunger of God in me.
Okay.
So my mother will tell us to go and wash beans. I wash it, bring them. Then she will fly akala, load 1 train pan for me to sell and another one for my senior brother to sell. I don't go out. Quick. I don't sell my own. Finish. Come back. Carry the next train pan. When I meet an elderly woman, I hold her cloth, say, make you buy akala. She said, is it by force? I said, my mother tell me, say, people know they say no to me. Some of them will start laughing, start giggling. After laugh like small child, he said, if this kind of child dey my side, he no go get sense. Or you put 5 pence on. Now, so I go sell the second train pan before my senior brother finish one. Then we will begin to rush to school. So this thing where now they call school, this 4 corner wall where now they call school, na elementary 3, and I might stop till today. The thing where happened, say, because my dad don't die, nobody help my mother. So my mother can't discover. This is before the Civil War begin. So the best I went to in a four corner wall called school. Now then they call elementary three. Okay. I no go past there. No be say I be Tiboribo or I be Olodo. Because even at this elementary three where I stop, the worst position I got in class now third position. I know they pass three.
Wow.
But nobody could help say make they pay my school fees. So my mother come take me go live with him, papa and mama. So my grandparents start training me. Now when I done there with my grandparents, my mother now start to support my senior brother because he now being firstborn. So from there, his junior brother took me to Lagos here where they sell motorcycles spare parts. Now when we don't come Lagos here, they put him at our shop there at 88 Griffith Street at Oyinbo bus stop. My uncle will bring me come Lagos. Himself no gate house. Now in uncle place where they sleep, one Frankie who has on the work for Bosun at a Butemeta, he live at a Papa Road. Now passage now in the sleep. So now where go be my own bedroom now?
Now shop
near the sleep. So initially, because I was very tender in age, he was afraid, you know, if I would be able to lock the shop proper.
How old you be that time?
That time I know reached 7 years. I did go 7 years.
Wow.
So now in the lock me for shop. Go get about eight. He locked me. So only God saved me because if fire don't break out there, I go burn like charcoal. No bathroom in that shop, no toilet. I did do everything there and yank him in the morning. So until when income begin, when I done they reach 7 years, eight. So he thinks say I go fit lock shop very well. So in they leave me now to lock the shop from inside.
Yeah.
But I still they sleep there. Early in the morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, myself and this guy we own Chisco Transport, she the Ayebunam, we they come for the road by 5 o'clock early in the morning, come shower before people begin to come. And then by six I don't open shop. So I did this for my uncle. When I did well, income asked me to go open branch for Jos, where I was born. So I go Jos. I do well for Jos. He send me to Sokoto. I go Sokoto. From Sokoto, he bring me back to Lagos.
All right.
And then from Lagos, he asked me to go and open the branch at Newi. Now, when I don't go for Newi to open branch, now that place, I come meet Jesus.
And a lot where you don't define since.
Where is then defined? So somebody come talk to me about God. Say, make I give my life to Jesus Christ that my life will change. I am still under 15 years, but I was 14 years plus. I made a commitment to the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and became born again at the age of 14 years plus. Under 15. And by the grace of God, I've been consistent. I've remained the same person till today. But that was the thing that revolutionized my life.
All right.
Before I turned 15, I have very clear sense of direction where I want to be in life. It was clear to me that I'm going to go places. The thing will happen when after I don't receive this message about saving grace. Now we come the fast. We did 3 days camping meeting fasting where I know open shop. And you know we Igbo people, our shop now be our first religion.
Yes.
So now my oga come here say I don't lock in shop since 3 days. Go hunger strike. That one in no take the joke. So he come ask make I come. I went to see him. He said I should come with my senior brother. This is 1976.
Yeah.
That fateful evil, my uncle, my mother's junior brother, now I may count 200 naira. I'm not saying 200 pounds. 200 naira.
200 naira.
And gave me. So I can't ask my uncle, say, wait him be this. He said, in here say I don't find new religion.
Okay.
Where they make me crazy. So make I go do that religion with all my mind now. So this now my settlement capital. Make I no come again from tomorrow. I say, oga, waiting happen now. I the fast make our business they go well.
Okay.
I don't work for you all these years and I did my best. I dare with you, when we started with nothing, you don't build house for village, you buy a new car. We have branch in Jos, we have in Sokoto, we open in Nnewi. I said, now this 200 naira na be my pay for 6 years where I don't work for you. Because you know they pay me salary. Only they give me food, they give me clothes to wear. So usually after apprenticeship age, your guy go get you shop, put some goods there, then give you some capital, make you start.
That's to settle you.
To settle you.
Yes.
Man, 200 naira na my oga gave me.
Wow.
It be like say the world come to an end. My senior brother say, make I leave this nonsense, make we go. I can't look and say, do you have anyone to give me when we get home?
Okay.
He say no. So I say, why they tell me to leave this one? I they said this thing, make small children where they grow up.
Awesome.
No, they reject things. No, they can't say things too small.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tell us not to neglect the beginning of a small thing.
All right.
The only thing will happen, say, I look at my uncle, look him straight into his eyes, and I say, uncle, I served you well.
All right.
Why should you treat me like this? What do you really want me to do with 200 now? I say, whatever I like to do, I do with it. I said, we are not hawking bread now. If not bread, I go buy bread. They say, put them for my head. They say, buy bread, though. That's spare parts with the sale. I can't buy a carton of plug. Where is the money for shop? Where is the goose?
Wow.
He said, whatever I like to do, make I do. I can't turn to my oga, my uncle, because of the thing where they don't teach me for the word of God.
Yes.
I said, uncle, I know thief from you. Mm-hmm. I know stole your money. I do not know why you come make this decision, saying that 200 naira you go give me, after where I don't work for you for 6 years. But I read place in the Bible, in the book of Genesis.
Yes.
I said, if God hardened your heart to give me 200 naira, like Pharaoh's heart was hardened to punish the children of Israel, 5 years today, uncle, make you go write down the thing where they tell you, if you hear who I be, your head na fire go they come out of it.
Wow.
He shook him. Because in no easy way a small boy when no reach 15 years to talk like this. So that caught his attention.
But where you get that boldness from?
Because I've learned some principles.
Okay.
It's important people understand that principle is the most important thing in life.
Mm.
If you learn principles are laws of God that are inherent in everything you do. It works like magic. It's a magic touch. If you learn principle, everything will submit to you. I look him straight into the eyes. I say, uncle, 5 years from today. Incon say, well, I know say you go succeed. I say, thank you very much. That this is not the thing where they look from you. Okay? Myself and my senior brother, we went back home.
Okay.
So I joined them. We form a company. This was my first partner, where we call Madeka Brother.
All
we
right.
Start buying pass. I will come to Lagos with night bus, with Awala, go to Oyinbo bus stop and go to Leventis, go bypass, carry and go near we sell. After 6 months, we started defiling an ideology.
Mm-hmm.
I have my way, how I think things should be done.
Mm.
He was not agreeable to my senior brother. So we decided to part way.
Okay.
The time we part way, our capital don't grow. The thing where I got now 316 naira. So a friend of mine gave me 1/4 of his shop. Say, make I they keep my goods for 6 months, make I no pay. That's why it's good. If you do apprentice,
yes,
and you do well, people go know you, say you'll be good boy, then they will like to help you when you start your own. So
sure.
This friend of mine gave me 1/4 of his shop. Say, make I they keep my goods, make I no pay for 6 months. My brother, they shop way in there. So I don't almost with the opposite now, but we parted way. So I can't change name. In the ans, they continue the Madeka Brother.
Okay.
But I was still under 16. It was clear in my mind where I want to be.
All right.
And it's important I let the young people listening to me. Successful people, statistics prove it anywhere in the world. Your best time to succeed in life is between the age of 12 and 25. At 28, you are already at a borderline of success in life.
Hmm.
Somebody will ask me, don't people at 40, 50, 60 years becomes successful. I say even at 80, but it becomes small in the pyramid. It narrows down.
All right.
So the foundation, 86%, if you check it anywhere, 86% of everybody that have succeeded, they all make it between the age of 12 and 28. By 30, you already at your chances have become very limited. Also, if you want to somersault, you cannot somersault at 30.
Yeah.
You somersault between the age of 12, 15. If you are 25 and try to somersault, you get spinal cord injury. This is the age where you are full of energy. You can spring your body and it will turn. You are not afraid of death. So many possibilities are showing before you. And if you start taking every responsibility in life, it builds character in you and a sense of responsibility. Before I turned 15 years, I wrote 5 things I want to accomplish before I turn 25. And it's important that young people listen to me.
All right, sir.
One of the things I wrote down is that I want to marry before 20. And somebody have asked me why.
Before 20 years.
I
don't ask you now.
Yes. People don't say why this is important to you. But I wrote down, say, I won't get wife before I reach 20 years.
You'll be there, feel lonely.
Not that. Now, you know, you go hear me.
Why, yeah?
Because by 14 years, average boy don't they feel say be man.
Okay.
They look for woman and feel a woman in his life.
All right.
And because of the goal I set for myself, I no one do boy, girl, boy, boyfriend, girlfriend stuff. Because I feel say if I don't do things like this, it go to stop my progress in life.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a vision, you live a narrow life. Your vision puts you in prison. What your vision does to you is that you choose who your friends will be. Anything that will not corroborate for that vision to become true, you cut it off your life. Look at everybody with vision. Everybody know they be their friend. You choose your friend. If you enter bookshop when buy book, you know they think now whether or not this book, you know exactly, because that prison your vision puts you. You work with only thing that will corroborate to make that vision work. Anything that will not make it to work, you cut it off. That was the state of mind that I was. So, I didn't want any distraction in my life. I want to focus. I wrote down, say, I won't get my first child at 21. I can't write down, say, by 23, I want to buy my own car. I can't write down, say, before I reach 25 years, I want to be a millionaire. I carry and put them for my bed, in top of my bed. Before I go sleep, I go look at all of those things. Look at them. They dominate my spirit.
Wow.
Where I then they sleep. Now those things I they see for my vision. Many young people do not understand the power of attraction. Our thought is so powerful. It's a creative energy. The things you think dominate your mind. The things you feed your mind are things you see in your dreams. And the universe conspire to make those things come to pass.
Awesome.
If you are focusing that you want to buy BMW, maybe mini car or whatever. If you are going on the road, other people will be seeing other model of vehicle. Not only you go to see that one where your mind there. You will be able to count how many of them. Somebody way know they focus like that. You ask and say, have you seen this brand of car pass? You know, go see them. Because it's not what his mind is. The thing you are dominating are the things you see. As many people, they're listening to me now.
Yes.
Not everybody do hear the thing where I talk. The thing where they hear now my voice. Everybody, people's belief system is what makes them listen. They are listening to get a confirmation. Every one of us has what we call a filter, through which you filter the things you hear. And that filter is the belief you form. That was why one time United President Thomas Jefferson said, nothing in the face of this earth will stop a man or a woman with the right mental attitude.
Awesome.
And by the same virtue, nothing on the face of this earth can help a man or a woman with the wrong mental attitude.
Awesome, sir. And yes, I see all your messages. Please, just give me that time. Once in fit adding, Mok will just go forward to feel listen, and then I go begin take these messages one after the other. See you now. Anyway, where they listen to us across Africa, all over the world, I see your messages coming in. And on top of the phone line, I go fit, permit you not to feed just one or two to feed talk to Ram. But then Lagos will still be live on the spotlight. Like I tell you, we still get the president, Costaris Group, Mr. Cosmos Maduka, still there with us for here. And sir, welcome back. And we be the follow up, the wisdom where we say you the dish out on top. The show we still there on top of the story, and I guess so many other things where they're attached into Ram. But then make we continue, finish up the story so that we will feed and extend to other levels. Sir.
So, by seven, I worked so hard, tirelessly. Before 18 years, I'm already living in 3 bedrooms apartment of my own, not my parents' house now, my own. Of course, it's a rented apartment. And the next, I furnished it with everything a young man required to live. I have a full stretch here. I have deep freezer. I have refrigerator, gas cooker. You know, everything. Air conditioner was not in vogue in my generation. It's a ceiling fan and a standing fan. I had them. And the next thing is to get a wife. I was in church, and when this young lady starts singing, I hear the voice of angels,
right.
And I looked at her eyes when she smiled. Stars, I see stars glittering.
Wow.
Shocks me like electric. I just raised my left hand up. I say, Lord, I claim her in the name of Jesus Christ. At a distance. My pocket was still empty, but my faith was full.
How old you be at that particular time, if you remember?
I was 17 years plus. I'm under 18.
All right,
but
sir.
Close to 18 years.
All right.
So, and I come the Monster College. How I go talk to Lam. She herself has been at the secondary school. And when you don't say my grammar bad, the way bad like this, you go think, what did my grandma be 43 years ago? That one, I did use cutlass to cut them. You know, my capital letter and small one, then they jam each other. Now the one way powerful, now they push the other one for road. So, but she came from what we can call a middle class family.
Okay.
Her father worked for USC.
What to do?
And his senior brother was a medical doctor, and his uncle is a medical doctor. Who is this junior brother for his father? His father trained the last born of their mother to be. So, but in my family, no one they be graduate. No one don't go past secondary school. So, he will say like area boy. Now I want to go and marry Adenuga child.
Ah,
he say the thing you go do.
Beg you don't enter.
Ah, you know be small. Oh, his uncle now gun ain't shoot me.
No lie.
No joke.
He shoot you gun.
I borrow one of my friends' pickup at Monday Jimbe. We go there, go give. I leave the pickup and ended the race in my father-in-law's place. 3 times. He said, if you see me, go
kill
me.
You continue to go back.
I say, if you see me, go kill me.
Wow.
So what medicine where I can't do their daughter? Say I confuse them, you know, a young girl that they want to send to America. What nonsense am I talking and all of those things? You can say, well, you know, your glamour self, no, they, nobody go hear you now. You can't, they can't say you won't take wife here.
Wow.
But my wife did me a favor to marry me. Let's put it in a very short, simple form, because there was no. It's like night and darkness, relationship.
What did she see?
She could see future.
Okay.
She saw a young man that is bright. Because she asked me, where am I going?
Yes.
And I shared my vision with her.
Okay.
Because some people can make mistake. We go marry man, we know they do something.
Mm.
If you do and say you they pray, you be spiritual. You know they spiritual. Make you no marry a man, we know they get work. Where no they go place. Sitting down, he won't take you home. Ask him, where is he taking you to?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't take her to my father's place.
Okay.
But she saw at my age, I was living above everything at my own age. I let her ask her, what did she saw in me that attracted her? So I don't talk to Lam. She agreed to give me her hand in marriage.
Okay.
Anyway, long story short, I wedded my wife on September 23rd, 1978. I was to turn 20 on December 23rd, 1978.
Quite young, 20.
I married under 20. So the first vision accomplished.
Wow.
I've been married for 43 years now. With the same beautiful young lady.
Okay.
You need to see her today because
with a blush now.
They say nah, beauty of a woman no be at 16.
Oh.
If a woman day 60, she can still beautiful. Now you go no say she beautiful.
Yeah.
So you need to see her today.
See me blush it.
If she still smile, you still see those stars. You still see her eye.
Ow.
You know, very charming lady. Okay, so I've lived with her for 43 years.
Okay.
I remember my toes. Oh, Lord God, your will, which is dead, it will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away.
Okay.
Have come to pass in the life of Cosmas and Charity. Continue to keep us as we continue to trust in you.
Okay.
These are two young people that fell in love. Both of us, we are like babies. The next thing is to have a child and 21. The duty of a man is to marry a wife and make a love to her wife, but it's God's business to bring a child.
Awesome.
God decided that these two babies cannot continue to make a baby and shut the womb, helping us.
I like how you mentioned two babies.
Yeah. Helping us to be able to mature and with life.
All right.
I pursue my second dream. I was waiting for it. One day, I passed Old Oka Road at the age of 22. I saw Volkswagen Passat wagon, blue color, with an accident on the right side of the bumper. I went to look at it. It has 3,000 kilometers, brand new car. I negotiated it and closed the deal. I bought it and fixed it. My second vision and my third vision happened. I had a car before 23.
Okay.
The next thing is to be a millionaire. One day, I was in my car going somewhere with my mother and my wife. My wife was in the front car. My mother was at hand. When this thing comes on me, I speak it. That's why I said people need to understand the power of attraction. Power of attraction is not voodoo. It's not any magical thing. It's about the thought you allow to dominate you. Those of us who are spiritual, the book of Romans chapter 6 says, know you not that to whom you yield yourself, servant to obey, whose servant you are, to whom you obey. When you give thought to a matter and that thought dominates you, people wonder how the things they fear most happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
The things they fear most happen to them because by their thought, they attract that thing they fear.
Mm.
Your thought creates powerful element that you cannot see. That comes to you. Your thought process of fear is faith you have, but on the negative.
Mm.
Whether it is on the negative or not, it will happen because it's something you are believing. So that's why the things you say to yourself is very important. These are principles of success in life. That's why we say our life is self-fulfilled prophecies. You need to have conversation with yourself. The things you tell yourself matter more than the things people tell you. So that's why I keep on saying the things that happen to you is not what matter, but what happens in you.
All right.
This fateful day, we are traveling. I said, 2 more years when it comes to me. I speak like a madman. I will be a millionaire. My mother screamed, say, Cosmas. I said, ma, Cosmas. 4 times I answer.
Mm.
He said, please, can we go this journey in peace? I said, mom, what is the trouble? He said, she doesn't like this, my boss. It turned her stomach. The real truth, many people do not know,
okay,
is that many parents are dream killers. That is true. They do not realize it. Many times we want to live our life through our children. If we came from a poor background, nobody is important in our life. We anoint our children with those spirit, make them, you know, tell them you are going to harm yourself. This thing you are trying cannot happen.
Mm.
And you know, really limit our children. When you have a vision, it's like a woman that is pregnant. Many people don't understand it.
A vision is your pregnancy, spiritual pregnancy. You don't allow people to abort it for you. You don't have a vision. You don't eat every food when you are pregnant. You don't do different kind of sports. There are places you don't do. You are carrying a baby that you are expecting to give birth to in 9 months. Spiritually, when your mind is conceived something, don't stay around negative people because they are going to perforate that dream. Tell you why it will not happen, how many times other people have tried, and what makes it impossible, and why it should not happen. As you listen to them, after a time, you begin doubt enter into you. Spiritual abortion or vision abortion. Your vision is perforated. You start again looking for something new to do. So when my mother said that, I said, Mom, what's wrong? I told you what I'm going to. He said he doesn't want to hear that again. I didn't have 100,000 naira. I'm talking about a million. Do I know what a million is?
Okay.
I stopped the car. My mother is a very strong woman. I wind the glass down, get close to her ear. I said, 2 more years, Mom. You will live to see me being a millionaire.
Wow.
Do you want to get that? I said, of course I want. I opened the door. My wife said, what nonsense are you doing? That's your mother. I banged the door. I said, you want to get down also? I drop you. I drove off. I left my mother on the road.
You leave her for
it. It's my vision. It's not her vision.
Okay.
It's my, you know, you need to be violent with your faith. Things you believe. Let nobody talk you out of it. My mother lived to see me become a millionaire, and I became a millionaire in 2 years from that time. When 1 million naira was a good sum of money, not 1 million naira or today, before 25, at 24, I have 1 million naira before 1980. One naira is $1.88. Practically, I have about $2 million before 25. $1.8 million, that's what it is. 12 more cents, you have $2 out of 1 naira. Life was good in Nigeria. Things begin to happen, and that's how the story is. I built 4 partnerships before I finally built Koscharis in 1980.
Okay.
In 1980, Koscharis is a combination of my name, Cosmas, and my wife Charity. Was Charity.
Yes.
So
yes.
I carved it out from it. And people thought it was a Greek company, Koscharis. So many people really don't take at it look as a local company.
Yeah.
Koscharis Motors. In 1980, the economy of this country started plunging down, and they decided to give 7 automobile company import license. They gave Leventis Motor.
Okay.
They gave UTC Motor. How the Nigerian government had your name motto must be there for you to be a businessman. Coincidence of name or providency.
Okay.
Koscharis Motors was number 7 in the list.
Awesome.
I got import license, and it was a seller's market. We made money people never made in drug peddling, because you can be selling something, people are buying it, you change your mind, say no, the price has changed. It's not a 250 naira, and the price is 500 naira. They don't say, let they go back and think, say, can I get 2,000 pieces? Then they are buying. Suddenly you say, no, the price now is 750. I don't sell 500 anymore. We made good money, and things begin to happen. The rest is history. I can tell you this story is 63 years old story, because I'm telling this story from when I was born. I can't tell it in 1 or 2 hours.
Okay.
But my story is very compelling. Anywhere in the world, you can make a movie out of my life. It will sell anywhere in the world. Things you can call absolutely incredible. Without a formal education, a young man that stopped in elementary 3, that is the best 4-corner wall I went, that is called school. People measure on what goes wrong in their life. That's where they make mistake. You measure on what is going right in your life. No one single person has it all. Somebody can never be taller than you and be shorter than you, or fairer than you and be darker than you. Every one of us have some limitations, but there are something that are going right in your life. If I measure by my education, I will be imprisoned by inferiority complex.
Okay.
I will not be able to express myself. But that optimism my mother taught me carried me all through my life.
Look, I'm so sorry, sir, but I need to, looking at the wealth of wisdom where you get,
yep.
And I just want to know, I know say you get, but people need to hear, things where we say you they do to help the generation now, the people where we say we know as a successful entrepreneurs, you get things that where we say you they do to instill more knowledge into them,
sure.
To teach them more. We would like to hear.
That's what I'm saying, you know, because I'm not speaking from intellectual conception.
Yes.
I have practical experience. A lot of people think we are not educated because we are not educated in a four-corner world. But the world is a school. Everywhere you have been in life is a school. That's why I went back to mental attitude. It's a question of whether you are willing to learn or not. I met a guy one day talking to him. He said, do you know I have physicists in, I have PhD in physics. I said, does that make you more than a human being? There are things I knew about automobile industry that you do not
know.
If we talk about internal combustion engine, I'll sat you down and educate you on it. I can tell you how all of them operate. That's the school I went to. I graduated with distinction in this, my automobile industry, because if you never like me, you cannot quarrel with my result. When my uncle gave me 200 naira, my excitement is that I can do with my life what I want to do today. I am no more under anybody's tutorage to direct and dictate about my life. I take control of my life. What I do from tomorrow decide where I'm going to be. I follow the system that built me up. What is that system? Apprenticeship.
Yes.
My first employer was my wife. My second employee was her senior sister. Then I started taking apprentice boys. By the time the first boy is graduating, after 6 years, because what is innovation?
Yeah.
Innovation is trying to find a new way to do things. I've queried the status quo on that system that built me, that is faulty. Because this system built millionaires or rangers, champions, after 7 years. By the time you are 7 years, the boss start coming to office late. The boys is trained, that is settling, start growing, taking all his customer, himself start going down. So this system is not a sustainable system. It is good. Apprenticeship is good. It's one of the best school people can go in the world. I advocate apprenticeship because as people thought these people doing apprentice are illiterate, you are making a big mistake. In apprenticeship, they will teach you inventory management, stock, how to keep stock and be able to know. They will teach you accountancy, not in a formal way they did in a university, but informal. You are able to, because you need to balance your book every day. In apprenticeship, we learn accountancy, we learn administration, we learn financial management. So many things are learned, but not in a formal way. Just like economics, you don't need to go to university to learn economics. Economics is opportunity cost, what you think is more important for you, what you place in priority against the other. You go to university to get it a much broader way, but it's your daily living life if you understand it. So we did also research, not in a formal way, the way they do the university. While I'm working for my uncle, I'm able to know what is in a Volkswagen that will fit in Toyota, what is in Toyota that will fit in Peugeot. And I kept a note of this. This is how money is made. So when I have small capital, I keep on saying this and I challenge anybody. Get a young boy to send him to apprenticeship for 6 years. When he graduated, give him 500,000. Send another guy to university. When he graduated, give him 10 million naira. Give them 2 years. In 2 years, the guy that started with 500,000 will overtake him because he had more knowledge and information in the business than the guy that started with 10 million.
Wow. Hi, Chairman Cosmos. Please, sir, say something about the way government they treat us concerning the kind of businesses that we do. Okay, before we go come to that, so welcome back. And then looking at the I see younger entrepreneurs that they talk say, okay, entrepreneurs of this day, maybe they don't even get time to sleep, they don't get time to rest. And I'm wondering, if you don't get time to rest, how they go take they get fresh ideas to rest, to get fresh ideas and everything. But please, make could take out more from your world, the knowledge where we say you get.
I'll be able to take question, but like I said, it has been proven.
Yes.
And if you like, go and check in a consistent basis. Knowledge is very important. Don't neglect these boys doing apprentice and laugh at them and think, you know, the problem many young people have is expectation from their peers that makes them want to belong. And in attempt to belong, you abandon your vision for what your colleagues think about you, so you join them. One of the things that helped me is that I started having an independent mind. Please think. You thought if my father was alive, he would allow me to marry at the age of 19 plus?
No.
Impossible. It has never happened. I married before my senior brother, but it's not a classroom walk. I have my vision and I'm not under anybody's tutorage. I have everything that I require to do that. The point I'm making is that you need to stand out. You need to be yourself. When people learn to be themselves and avoid peer pressure to belong, I say things here that will shock a lot of people. From the age of 15 till today, I don't own television and I don't watch television till today. I don't have TV.
For your house, for your office.
I raised 5 children without television, both my office and my home. I think Guaranteed Trust people put I mentioned them. There's one bank where can put one for our office, you know, say they na gift. But I don't watch it.
But what will be the idea behind it?
I will explain to you.
Right,
the
sir.
Idea behind it is that I didn't go to school. You ask me, where did I get this knowledge?
Yeah.
I don't want to come back home and another man is talking and interjecting in my discussion with my wife and we will not have fellowship. I have limited time. I'm very focused. I need to... when you talk about young people not sleeping, I'm going to come to it, because I went somewhere to speak last Sunday and the person that spoke, the bishop, said he then the mercy for young generation, say... Now, this book went in the face. Now, in the confuse them. But in our own generation, there's no Facebook. When it was my turn to talk, I told him I totally disagree. There was Facebook in our age, and we were facing the real book. We face the book, the Bible, the Word of God. Young generation are facing fake book. The book they are facing is no book. It's somebody designed. When you face the real book, the Word of God, Joshua chapter 1 verse 7 said, this book of law should not depart from your mouth. If you meditate in it day and night, then will you, everything you require in life, you will have good success. Then shalt thou make thyself success. People go to church and say, oh, their uncle tied their future. This person tied. No, nobody tied your future. Your future is in your hand. No, the person that will take your destiny has not been born. But you need to pay a price. This world we are looking in it, the whole world is a big mall, super mall, God made. If you go to any shopping mall, there's nothing they wrote Cosmas and Madakadia or Chichi. Anybody that is willing to pay the price will take the product home, but you got to pay. If you go abroad, they are not looking for cash and carry. They give it to you for 30 years payment, but you need to pay. Any day you didn't pay, they will come to recover it from you. Okay? You can have a new car with no down payment, but you have monthly payment. The day you stop paying, it goes back to the original owner. So it's either you pay today or you pay in future. That's why young people mess their life up at the prime age of their life, where they need to be focused. They watch it on television. They spend it in Facebook. They do so many things that does not contribute to their life. Listen to me. Education is important,
But if you don't have opportunity to make meditation, that's not the reason why you should not be successful in life. I raised 5 kids that are all graduates, but I raised them without television. They couldn't understand it. They almost run them mentally because my workers own TV in their house. I don't have cable TV. I don't have CNN. I don't have Super Sport. I have nothing. I read books that will help me. And with my elementary 3 degree, I serve in 2 public quoted bank in Nigeria and retire as the chairman of credit committee in one of them in 2012. With my elementary 3 degree, I became the chairman of Nigeria Table Tennis Federation and attended 5 Olympic from Atlanta 96 to Athens 2000 to Sydney 2004, Beijing 2008 and London 2012 before I voluntarily retired. With my elementary 3 degree, I've attended Harvard Business School and remain today as an alumna of a Harvard Business School. What do they discuss in Harvard Business School? Case studies. They study businesses like people like me that have run. Where do they make mistake? So
the challenges.
The challenge is it to challenge you and learn from it. So when you focus on the things you want to do, people pursue money. The more you pursue money, the more the money run away from you. The principle is to look for problem. When you provide solution to problem, money will pursue you. Every problem is business.
But sir, yes, every problem is business. Please, I won't make you just drop one or two serious advice for, I know so that they listen to watching you, they talk, the entrepreneurs of our time.
Sure.
Drop that advice for them, one or two.
The advice I will tell entrepreneurs of today is to first believe you can make it. Please stop making argument with people who are going nowhere with their logic. Whether you like it or not, if you violate principle, you pay for it. I haven't seen a vision, but I can prophesy to you. If you jump out of 3-story building or 4-story building, you will die. Why? You violated gravity. So, if you don't want to obey principle, you have your logic, you will die with your logic, it will not take you anywhere. If you have a seed has potential in it. If you keep it on a table and fast for 41 days, speak in tongue for 81 days, pray till 1 year, the seed will remain there dormant. If you understand principle, you need to take that seed, look for a soil that is fertile and buried it under the sea. If you like, you pray. If you don't like, don't pray. 1 week after, if you pass, you will see some leaf spring up off top of it because it's a law. If you put concrete around it, if it's a tree, 5 years or 8 years from that time, the root of that tree will break that concrete. When you obey the law, everything that is against you will give way. Principles are inherent in the word of God. But young people have logic, make argument. And after the argument, before you know it, you don't hit 40. By 50, you are facing frustration of your life. Your life don't go. It don't finish. When you don't reach 50, don't finish.
All right, sir. But you don't plan to get any role in the government just to change things from within. You don't plan that kind level?
Let me simply say, I want young people to change their narrative and their mind, frankly speaking.
Okay.
Yes, it is important that government create an enabling environment.
Yeah.
But if you want to be entrepreneur does not depend on government to become who he is. Entrepreneur is an entrepreneur is optimistic. You believe you live at the best time of your life at any moment. You are not dependent on what happened. You create a niche for yourself in the industry. Government should create an enable environment.
Yeah.
If you read Bible, there's nowhere Bible said that government should create job. Government should create an enable environment. People should deploy themselves. God created a man to be a manager. The first thing he gave his son, Adam, is work. He places him in the Garden of Eden to address it. When you don't deploy yourself, somebody is going to employ you.
All right, sir. So, Lagos, we get less than 10 minutes to go. Make I take these questions, sir. Please do us an honor to answer all the questions where people they ask. And someone talks, say, Mr. Cosmos Maduka, thank you. Say you come. I've been recording. Thank you, Wazobia. God bless you. But I want to ask something, sir. You go like to be a lecturer in Nigerian Business School.
I am in one already. So
awesome.
Yeah, so I do lecture in business school.
All right. Somebody say, wow, today's spotlight is worth of experience. Mind blowing. Wazobia, the best. Lagos, my brain just the hot now. It's busting. Thank you so much, chairman, for coming. Cheche, where did you bring him from? This man, no, they go anywhere except when he want to go lecture. Now, why are they here?
That's correct.
sir, anybody don't approach you to make a movie out of your life?
Several people have approached me, but these are people who thought I'm going to sponsor it. But, you know, people get value from those things. I told them I'm not interested if anybody wants to make a movie out of my life. As much as I'm confident that it will sell, the person has to fund it, but I'm not bringing the funding.
All right. Thank you so much. Somebody say, Lillian, I'm listening from Sweden. Thank you so much, Wazobia. Wazobia, why I cannot forget. Mr. Cosmos, I gained so much knowledge from you today. I'm passing this knowledge over. Wazobia, keep this interview where we can find it. Okay. Mr. Chairman, what you're saying is so much true. I've learned so much from you today. The vision is clear. I can run now. Mr. Cosmos, can I say I love you, sir?
Yes, of course. You're welcome. That's a good thought.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Cosmos, thank you. Cheche already asked you a question about the government where you answer. Please, the advice to us, the younger ones, what's of in a situation where we want to do the kind of business where would they do now, where they don't allow us? I believe, say, one of those things, you don't touch them also. But you get anything to talk about the kind of the business ideas where younger people get these days?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You can start business from any level.
All right.
But you can say I'm a stupid man, you know, because of the thing. Because Chari started with 200 naira with a 1/4 shop. I tell people, if you are clear, if you are born entrepreneur, with even 20,000, you can start business. I know people, well, young people will tell you, oh, we have been over-mentored, but we have been underfunded. I say, come on, shut up. You don't know anything. Ask me. The equation money play in business is 20%. The knowledge you need is 80%, 60 or 70%. Many times in business terminology, if you don't have knowledge of what you are going to do, you will lose the capital and will tell you you learn in a hard way. Your school fees become too expensive. Go and learn the things you want to do. Don't tell people if I have 10 million, if I have 100 million, take something. Develop a business from 20,000 to 50,000. Show somebody, say, look, I took this in from 20,000, I'm in 50,000. If I have 50,000 today, I'll make it 150,000.
Awesome. But are they here now on top of Wazobia FM Lagos? And Dosumu, they say, I would like to listen to this interview again. And where should I get it, please? He needs to write a book, Jare. And another person talks, say,
I had a book.
Okay.
From trying to triumph. Mm. The story of Cosmos and Charity Maduka, written by Ambassador Udon. It's on Amazon, but you can also buy it here in Nigeria. If you try, you call Joe Mwabo.
All right.
The number is 080-350-15500.
All right.
He will tell you where to get the book.
All right, sir. And that person talks at the best interview I have ever listened to this year. Fantastic and well done, Cheche Smith. The interview, seriously, go. We need to find out more. Cheche, God bless you for the good job. Wazobia FM, the best. All right, guys. Somebody say, like, seriously, this is the most inspiring interview I've listened to. Thank you, Wazobia FM. Still on top, Wazobia FM Lagos. Somebody talks, say, right on, sir. And that person talks, say, how I wish it was a video. I would have learned. Okay, you didn't miss some because today, like, on Facebook and on YouTube. So many more messages on top of Wazobia FM Lagos. I will go back on top WhatsApp Lagos. We get 10 minutes to go. Somebody say thank you for bringing him. Cheche, the man in that studio is a very great man. How did you get him? Everybody they talk say, how did you get him? How did you get him? Cheche, how did you get him?
Very simple. You chase me. You chase me for months.
You chase me.
eventually break me. So I'm very busy. It's not easy.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I hope I didn't bug so much.
No, it's okay.
All
sure.
right. All right. Mr. Cosmos, thank you for coming. So much insight. And I am blown today. I'm a first-time listener. Thank God I joined Wazobia today. God bless you guys. Cheche, tell your digital guys we need this interview. You need to grab your copy on top Facebook or YouTube. Wow, mind-blowing. The best I've ever listened to. Sir, how is Madam?
Madam is doing well. She is the vice president of Kosharis. We own this campaign together because she loved me and gave me her word when I am nothing. So I built it, and she signed Shake Alone in the campaign. I signed Shake Alone, and if I drop dead today, wow. She doesn't go through any administration. She just walk into the campaign and run.
So, awesome.
So that's the thing. I love my wife, and the best thing that ever happened to me after God give me the baptism of Holy Spirit is to give me a good wife.
I love watching you talk now, because they find young the couple of the younger ones these days, you find a situation where we say husband and wife no go do business together, and or maybe they fear each other, they not trust each other. Wow. Somebody talks a nice way to express himself on top of the show. Cheche, it's not easy to get this man. I go take just three calls. Three calls. Now, what I go take before we go sign out on top spotlight? Hello, Lagos. Make them very simple, direct.
Yeah, me, my lover.
Welcome on top of the show.
In fact, now my Oga, you can't come show today.
Now, your Oga, they here.
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Madugar, with honor, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon. Who is with me?
I am. Sir, my name is Mr. Paul Onishogo.
Oh, Paul, it's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for calling.
I am one of the executive chauffeurs at Grimaldi.
Oh, great. It's a pleasure meeting you.
I am so happy. You're teaching English, okay? I'm coming to you for office.
I try. I felt she put me in prison. I said, can I speak any other way? She said yes, so I put up, yes.
Thank you, my guy. Hello.
Hello, sir. It's a pleasure.
Welcome. Drop that question.
Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, my dear. How are you?
God bless. I'm fine, my dear. Thank you so much. This is blessing.
Okay.
It's a pleasure, Mercy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. Spotlight.
Good afternoon. This is Mike Tejana.
All right.
It's my cattle because in 1990s, I used to buy machine from him.
Okay.
Creek town.
All right.
I don't know whether that's correct.
That's correct.
Yes. I used to buy ticket and jackpot machine and all that jama.
We're selling Creek. We're at so many other places now. That's right.
Thank you. Hello, caller. Now the last caller, be this.
Hello, sister. Good afternoon.
Hi, darling. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Okay.
Afternoon.
That's your education where you stop. Now, what did you see today? Now, which level is it today?
Which education? I don't understand that question clearly. Hello, Lagos.
Hello, teacher. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. No shout. Just ask the question.
I'm going to greet Mr. Kosharis. I know him.
Mr. Kosharis.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Hello.
Hello, Kosharis. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Thank you for keeping your company in my state in the appointment in Idu.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well done. What's up, Kosharis? I don't drink that water from that ago.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. Let me tell people there are about four fake Facebook in my name.
Oh.
I'm not on Facebook. Sometimes people tell other people, okay, come, I get you job in NMPC, duping people. Don't listen to them. I am very busy. When I turn 70, I will open a Facebook so I can manage it.
Wow.
I don't want anybody to manage it for me. So as of now, I don't own any. Thank you.
Hey, Wazobia FM. What can I do for you people? Just continue to the chuk mouths. I love you guys. Cheche, hold the digitals by their clothes. No, they do their job. You know they're doing. You know that they do. Emeka, you and your team, well done, guys. Okay, Cheche, are they on... okay, you the watch. Mr. Cosmos, thank you for the insight and the questions and everything. And where is your elder brother now?
My elder brother is one of our customers. You know, he deal with us and buy merchandise from us. So it's one of our business partner. Yeah.
All right. And sir, I've learned so much from you. Thank you. God bless Wazobia. God bless us. I've been introduced my colleague to you. And colleagueness, and know how I'm not going to put you on spotlight because now the opportunity, well, no one next, Mr. Cosmos Maduka go day here. Make I give you that 2 minutes to ask him any question of your choice. My colleagueness day here right now.
Afternoon, sir.
Self afternoon.
Yes, my hand and my leg they shake. Yeah. Maybe you talk something. Everybody for this office, everybody they back they listen to you.
It's okay.
When you say it's a body boy, everybody fall for ground, begin to shout. I say the Igbos go know when they say person na Igbo.
Thank you.
I not say no go forgive me.
Yes. If I don't talk this thing, sir, let me ask you.
Please.
Is business for everybody?
Not exactly.
Motivational speakers.
Not exactly. There are people who are born entrepreneur. I am one of them. It's in my DNA.
Okay.
Many people try to force themselves into it.
Okay.
But let me put it this way. You know, you need to find your place in life. That's why I'm saying don't do the things everybody is doing. There are people who work for me today, in all honesty, that earn 100 million naira per annum and they are employees. Okay. So people can work for you and help you to create wealth and take part of it. There are people who earn a billion naira and they are not business people. So find a niche for yourself. Don't just do everything because everybody is going to do
awesome.
It. In simple form, do anything you want to do and be the best out of it. You will write your success story with that thing you are doing.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for more questions. Colleagues, thank you for that particular one. I hope I'm very free now. Somebody say, the zeal no be small for here. Chacha, I'm crying. He wants to stop. Yes. So we go give you that time to feel, at least lay down your final advice for the people where they listen to us today on Top Spotlight.
My final advice would be to create a relationship with God. Don't go after money in life. Anything you pursue many times run away from you. Many people are going to school pursuing education. Here am I with my elementary 3 degree and 5 doctorate degree has been pursuing me. Many people offered it before. I didn't want to take. The first one I took was UNN in 2003. The second one I took is Afe Babalola in 2008. So there are many of them without me looking for it. I've never struggled one day to be in CNN. CNN have come here to carry me. I never struggled to be in a Forbes Africa. Forbes Africa carried me first page in November 2016 or 2015. So if you do something, you will become a brand. People want to arrive before they start. They try to derive value from title they carry. When you do something, title will come to you. You ask a young man, what is your name? I am doctor, evangelist, pastor, archbishop. And ask him, are you sick? I ask you your name. Your name, Jesus is Jesus. Paul, John,
Cosmas,
John.
Maduka,
no, Cosmas. You don't even know their second name. But people want to spend 5 minutes to call their title. They drive their value. And if you don't give it to them, they will almost curse you that you didn't address them properly because they are empty. If you know who you are, you cannot be intimidated by anybody.
Wow.
You don't drive your value by people's opinion or things about you or those titles. You drive your value from your inner person of who you are. I encourage young people to go out there and create things. You can start from nothing. Don't neglect the beginning of a small thing. God use me to dismantle every excuse anybody have not to be successful in life.
And that's on sealed, Mr. Cosmas Medicas. Lagos, thank you. Somebody say hello. Chacha, don't go. I need to go. Lagos, well done. Thank you so much, Wazobia FM, for all you do. Somebody say, please, sir, I'm so inspired. I'm going to start afresh to do the best things
that you
have said to me today. It's like he's talking to me. God, I'm blown away. Okay, Lagos, not that much. I'll go fit it, but all thanks to our digital team, Emeka and your team. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks to our PM, Mr. Stretching everywhere. We love you, sir. And to the CEO, thank you for everybody we put hands together. And to Reconciliation Team, thank you. I hope, sir, no bother too much. Lagos, we appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Say you take out time in your very, very busy. I'm wondering how your typical day, how it be?
That's one of the reasons. Somebody told me you want to be a business person and, so that by 4 o'clock it closed. I said, why not take a teaching job, because... You got it wrong. I work on Monday. I started doing something that I finished 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Go and ask my wife. I went to take a nap from 9 to 11 a.m. By before 12 o'clock, I've been in the office. So that's my typical day. I still, at this age of 63, work 24 hours. And that's, I run multi different organizations. I have to answer mail and had to attend to all the frontline people. And for me, a deadline must to be met. No excuse why a deadline cannot be met.
But you get anything where you they do for fun?
Of course, you need to see me in church. That the kind of thing I'm doing here today. I spoke somewhere last night. I'm speaking to you. Tomorrow morning, I'm speaking in Anambra. On Saturday, I'm speaking in Ikeja. This is, I want to empty out with the gift God gave me. I don't want to carry any of them in the grave.
Wow.
When I get to my grave, you will be disappointed because I'm not going to take anything back to where on this earth.
Thank you, Lagos. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, everybody. We're joining hands together to make them happen. I don't know whether our spotlight will still be on us, madam. But Lagos, they come back to you. Next time you hear my voice, maybe it will be time to sign out. You go see the rest in pictures because we must take these pictures. We must sign them. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome.